Okay. Now Holger will talk about PU parts, another quality assurance effort of him after the Jenkins yesterday. And yeah, enjoy.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you. I will talk about PU parts, what PU parts is, the development status and plans for the future. I'm maintaining PU parts since 2006, or rather 2007. I was root on the PU parts Debian org machine before I was a DD. So in case, I just tell this as an example, the DSA is quite more flexible than it seems. How many of you had bugs filed by PU parts against your package? How many of you had received false positives? Only, oh, okay, quite some. How many of you have filed bugs against PU parts? Okay, cool, thank you. So Debian is defined by the Debian policy, which describes what is expected from and PU parts test against the policy. Lindsay just looks at the sources and tries to find problems from there, and PU parts actually installs the package. It finds problems during installation.
Sorry, we gave you the one which is apparently a bit broken.
Okay. Stuff.
That was actually a good one, but now it's breaking. Whatever.
This says prefer the other mic.
Well, we are so have.
Better? Yes, better now?
Yeah. Okay, view parts. Dead.
No, PU parts is working. PU parts is short for package installation, upgrading, and removal testing suite. And that's what it does. Now, since a month, it also runs adequate at the end of the installation, so it finds issues reported by adequate as well. If you don't know adequate is from Jakub Wilk. He introduced us half a year first to find something wrong with Python libraries, I think, and he added other tests also to find wrongly linked libraries, missing copyright, and other stuff. Also new since 3 months is the support for multiple slaves. PU parts has this master slave architecture, and in the past we only ran one slave, but since Debian has received this Bikemark cluster, PU parts has moved there from a very old machine, and it's the slave is now running with 4 cores and lots of RAM, so there's nothing happening on the file system, on the disk anymore. And PU parts is now, I think, 15 to 20 times faster than the old machine. So it's possible now to test one suite in 4 days or something. Well, it used to take 2 weeks. And one suite while there's still uploads are happening. So we used to test just SID, testing to SID, VZ, squeeze to VZ, and squeeze. Nowadays, we test a lot more, like we also test whatever VZ to backports to Jesse and squeeze to backports sloppy. What we don't test is VZ proposed, because we test upgrades from VZ to VZ proposed. There's some wish list bugs for other combinations, but I'm not sure if that is the right way forward. There were 1 million PU parts tests run in the last 4 years, I think, with almost 2,000 bugs filed, and only about 300 are still open. For RC bugs, it's almost 1,400 RC bugs filed. Most of them are fixed. And that's really just serious bugs with the numbers here. And also care about important bugs. And in average, it means there has been 0.86 RC bugs filed per day in the last 4.5 years, since 2009. I think that's pretty impressive. And also impressive is the current status of Jesse, which is... There is up in the right corner, 37,000 packages are passed the test, only 43 failures. And this is with this purple background means that about these failures, no bugs have been filed. So all except 4 failures have been bugs filed, which is mostly the work of Andreas Beckmann the last year or something. He has by now, Andreas has overtaken Lars and me with filing few parts bugs. I think I filed over 400, Lars has filed 200, and Andreas over 1,000. So he's really super active. And for Visi, it looks even, well, that is Visi proposed. So this is Visi, where basically all green and only 6 failed blocks in Visi. Visi proposed looks completely green because we only started it testing after Visi was released. And there are 8 failures instead of 6 in Visi. SID looks a bit worse. There are some bugs not filed, and there's in total 200 failures. That's because we are test more things in SID. To use PoParts is really super easy. Just install it and run it against the Debian package, or run it against the changes file. Since this year probably, PoParts also probably supports your having your own archive and getting some packages from the Debian archive and others from a local archive. And there's another way to test PoParts, of course, which is not the recommended way, just uploading the package and wait for PoParts to test it. And I think everybody has done that, including me. It's not recommended, but that's just live. So originally, PoParts was written by Lars Vecenius, but he's dropped out 6 years ago. Now it's mostly Andreas Beckmann, Dave Steele, and myself. There's not been many committers, like 8 in total since 2010. And there was a new committer yesterday, and hopefully you will be the next. I really like to take patches. There are many wishlist bugs, which are rather easy to implement, because there's, for example, we have a test not testing user share doc. That user share doc is not writable. According to policy, that should be possible. That test we have, another test we don't have is the same with user local. So if you're interested in that, to test how packages behave as user local is not writable, you can learn from this user share doc test. We have a mailing list, PoParts list on Alios. I also read Debian QA, so in principle I don't care on which list it is. Sometimes it's better on the QA list, because it might be more suitable for Lincian tests or other tools, or just use the Debian QA IRC channel. PoParts is maintained in Git. If you want to work on it, check out the feature branch, please, or create a feature branch based on develop, and make your changes and send a pull request or file a bug. We use master for releases, develop for the daily development, and the PoParts Debian org instance usually runs the same code as develop. Just when some bigger code reorganization happens, I switch off in a bike shed branch and use that for the Debian org setup. But normally it's really the same as develop. The roadmap is not really a roadmap. There is a huge to do with ideas in Git, and we look at important or higher bugs. But in general, wishlist bugs are really ignored because there's other stuff to do. And There are some wishlist bugs I really would like to see fixed, like PewParts used to have a unit test suite and it has rotten, so it's just disabled at the moment. So if someone of you is into unit tests, I would be really very happy to have this brought up usable state again. The other thing is have an archive with known good and bad packages, which PewParts can test, and so we can confirm that it still detects the same failures it used to detect. If someone is interested in keeping broken packages, this is a good opportunity. There are some things, wishlist bugs, which I don't care about, but I know other people care about. There's the extra test for InitScripts. I'm personally not interested in testing InitScript or spending time on it, because I think they need to go away. But I'd happily take the patch if someone wants this. CowBuilder support I've also not implemented because running on a temp file system in RAM is fast enough for me. LVM support the same. The other bug I really would like to see is this make PewParts run without root privileges. That's possible with current shroot tool. The DSA has done a similar thing with their chroot setup on Porter machines. So, and in fact, this LVM support has been fixed in 2009. I just keep thinking it's not implemented. So if you care for your stuff, please submit patches. During this DevConf and before, there has been talks about having PewParts run before accepting a package in the archive. The other option would be to run PewParts or to use PewParts to prevent testing migration. I think it would be better to run it before accepting a package in the archive, but maybe it's easier politically to get it inside the testing migration. Then the other thing, PewParts currently only tests AMD 64. I don't think it's feasible at the moment, maybe later with more hardware, to run it on the whole archive for all the suites. As a first start, I would like to test those packages which are not available on AMD 64 and other architectures, which are just a few packages. And there are these some errors detected by PewParts which not cause of PewParts failure, like broken symlinks is one, and also some adequate issues which I think should be promoted to PewParts failure status. But I don't think the PewParts maintainers should decide that themselves, but rather the Debian community must define what's a critical error, unless it's obvious from policy or from the behavior. What do you want? And in the long run, I would like to go to automated bug filing for some issues. But partly Andreas has been too productive in filing bugs, and partly I fear the problems with having automated bugs. And I'm overworked. That was it about. Thank you for running PewParts and for caring about the results. And I'd like to hear some feedbacks, ideas, comments. Everybody just sleepy?
So for in DevScripts, you can configure the build to always run Lynchen after building a package. Is it possible to do the same with PewParts?
I didn't get the beginning for what?
Okay. In the DevScripts configuration file, you can tell the build to always run Lynchen after you finish a build. Is it possible to do the same with PewParts?
No, at the moment not. But that should not be too hard. Just running against the produced changes for some.
I'm not sure whether you've mentioned auto package test and whether it will ever be part of PeoParts?
I don't think PeoParts is the right tool for this, because auto package tests are just in a few packages, and you need to have several setups. Like auto packages can destroy the environment, and PeoParts is currently only testing in chroot, and I would like to have it outside also to keep the scope of PeoParts smaller, and just rather run auto package tester somewhere else.
Have you ever thought about running PeoParts as a Jenkins shop?
I've thought about it and came to the conclusion it's not useful. Like, there are at the moment 250,000 active logs. And I don't, the way PeoParts is set up is that you can scroll them by source packages, and you have all these packages, and I don't really know how to map this in a Jenkins job. So there is PTS integration, so the results are displayed in the PTS. I think it's a danger. Like, there's many good tools, and often people try, oh, we need to get everything in this tool. And I think it's good to have several tools doing several jobs.
Yeah. About the PTS integration, do you have a JSON dump or something that we could import in UDD?
At the moment, it's just a TXT file with all packages. There's a wish list bug to improve that for all the suites. But there's no JSON now in the design. I could give you the number, the bug number, where we discussed this. Are there complaints about PeoParts? Okay.
So I must admit, I'm one of the guys who's just uploading and then checking PeoParts afterwards. How much do Lynchian and PeoParts overlap or do completely different things? I'm not quite clear on that already.
They overlap a little. Like, Lynchian also detects missing copyright files, and PeoParts detect them. But there are many, or Lynchian just looks at the source code, and some problems cannot be as well detected by just installing it and comparing the system before and after. So they complement each other.
Okay, thanks.
And sometimes it's also more effective it's more effective if you can test it with Lynchian. It's better because Lynchian is run by more people, it runs faster. So it's better to have the test on Lynchian if possible.
So yes, but what also happens is that, well, I get bug reports for Lynchian clean packages from PeoParts. So there are definitely things that are not detected, quite a lot actually, by Lynchian. The question is that I have, is it possible to join efforts more for these two projects? Or is the design so different? It is different, I know. But is it so different that it actually targets at some completely different part of the packaging workflow and the installation workflow?
They really work completely differently because Lynchian is, in effect, unpacking a source package and looking at its contents and doing pattern matching sort of analysis to look for the presence or absence of various things, combinations of things that should or shouldn't exist. Whereas PeoParts is actually sort of taking complete packages and installing them and looking at the consequences on a system. So it's actually very different machinery. I suppose in theory, PuParts could run Lintian as part of its process, but since it's really focusing on the installation and removal characteristics of binary packages, it's sort of a different data set, and it makes sense to me, at least conceptually, that they're separate efforts. And while there are some things, as Holger says, where they overlap a little bit in what they can detect, that's never actually bothered me. I mean, I've never sort of had different people complaining about the same problem in the same package at the same time, perhaps because I am much more careful about running Lintian on all my packages before uploading them in PuParts. But
you could add more patterns to Lintian to try to detect more things, but I think that's for some problems it's very difficult. And if there's another solution to test these things, we can also use them and improve Lintian in other ways. And also with now with the new third tool, Adequate. Adequate also looks at the package after it's installed. So that's different from that what Lintian does again. So, and I like these three tools, and I also like PuParts to keep only detecting serious problems or important issues, so that you can always say PuParts failure is always a real, at least important problem. And other tools, PuParts should also find other problems but not fail because of this. So I have this distinction between failure really and just complaining about minor stuff. But PuParts should never fail about minor stuff. Well, if there are no more questions, we can go out in the sun or something.
Yeah, thank you, Holger.